hack and sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and I am here with Mark Carr. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Becky.
We've got a fast-paced show today, Mark.
I'm excited about this one.
Yes, yeah. I'm very excited about this. We are checking with very high-producing realtors from all over the country. You guys have heard the news. The media is trying to make you think real estate prices are going down and that real estate might go into the dumpers and we might have a recession. We're going to check in with a lot of real estate brokers, team leaders, very high producing folks from around the country. And we are going to start right here in Oklahoma. I'm going to give you a report from my neck of the woods. How is that? In Oklahoma City, the central Oklahoma, our prices are holding steady. They've not really gone up. They've not really gone down.
Yeah.
We're getting a lot more listings now that we've kind of people feel like they can get around. But our team has produced about the same as we have for the last 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, kind of we've been talking about as a team for the past few weeks, keeping an eye on kind of what's happening within our own office and our clients and our listings. And boy, things have been really more steady than what we've anticipated.
Right.
Yeah,
so we like that. So now let's check in. How about Aaron Catron from Tulsa? Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello. How are you?
Well, we're doing great here in the mid part of the state. How are you doing in Tulsa? How's your market?
You know, Becky, I'm going to just mirror kind of what you just said. Our team is rocking and rolling, and our production is up over 20% from this time last year. And the rumors or, you know, the fear that's being put into some of the people around the U.S. is definitely not holding true to our neck of the woods, yours and mine here in Oklahoma. So listings, we're still selling. It's a great market for buyers. It's a great market for sellers. Interest rates are still really great for the buyers. Inventory, of course, is still in a good place for our sellers. So We're right on track. We're actually doing better than we did a year over last, and we're just having a great time selling lots of real estate right now.
Prices holding steady pretty much?
Prices are holding really steady. If anything, we've seen a slight tick up, but nothing really that's made a huge significant difference. But yes, pricing is good, staying strong.
Great. And Aaron, you have helped me with a lot of people who buy in Tulsa or sell in Tulsa, and I appreciate you. You have such a professional team there, and thanks for checking in with us today.
You bet, Becky, and same back to you. We always appreciate sending all of our referrals over to your team as well, so thanks so much.
Okay, thanks again. Bye-bye.
Well, it's so good to have a great real estate agent like that in Tulsa. And there's such that turnpike connection between Tulsa and Oklahoma City.
There is. And and next up, we've got Kathy Toth from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Good morning, Kathy.
Good day to y'all.
How are you doing in Michigan?
Well, you know, Michigan has been on full, complete lockdown, and the governor has allowed showings to start on May 7th. That is one showing at a time. We are still not allowed to have open houses, and our market is strong, and thanks for asking.
Well, you know, you guys are in a little bit different category than most of the country, and you know you've made national, your governor's at least made national news of doing the complete lockdown. So have you done any virtual showings?
Yes, we do virtual open houses. Every agent on our team has access to go do virtual open houses. We've taken listings, have the seller walk around with a computer to take a virtual listing, which we've done, and those are magnificent, really getting the seller through our eyes and saying, hey, does that laundry room need to be painted? And then I say, can you go back to that laundry room? And then they have to look at it through the eyes of us, right? And they go, yeah, actually, this laundry room does need to be painted. We can see it clearly, but now we're seeing it through their eyes at a hyper-focused, you know, viewpoint. So it was very interesting. So that was fun. to get the listing through that, as well as virtual buyer appointments. And quite frankly, they're much more efficient. And I think the consumer loves to stay home and they don't need to drive to an office to come see anybody. I mean, if I could meet an attorney and screen share, if I needed that, I would love to do that. And if I could do a virtual dentist, I might do that. But I guess they got to pull teeth. So I really appreciate it. And the consumers are really enjoying this. We've got a couple virtual meetings tomorrow for buyer orientation, you know, first buyer meetings. And, you know, they're stuck at home too. So it just makes sense that they don't want to wait. They want to start looking. And when they can go out searching, then we can be in active mode.
And, you know, buyers have a lot of education to do before they really get out there looking. You're likely to only have one afternoon of showing with these buyers because you've educated them ahead of time.
Right. We always think that the internet's not our friend, and yet it does decrease the time that the agent is out there showing houses because the consumer has so much information, which makes our job easier. And all we're doing is helping them interpret the data and showing them maybe the single family homes have gone up or down. And what does that mean to them if the prices are going up or down, and how that affects maybe their negotiation and the offer, and what is actually happening with, you know, the absorption rate this month versus last month, and what that change is physically going to mean to them in their pocketbook. All of those things, they will be needing that interpretation for. They can get information, and in hindsight, when they look back, they go, oh, I wish I would have known, right? And if they hire a professional, then certainly that's gonna trigger that opportunity to save money, right?
That is right. Kathy, you and I have known each other for 15 years, haven't we?
We have, as radio and television real estate experts. We have been on the bleeding edge and the cutting edge our whole career. So I'm grateful to talk to you today.
Well, thank you so
much. Long time.
I appreciate your checking in. And folks, there you heard it. From the state that has the most strict lockdown, they're still selling houses and the property prices have not gone down. So Kathy Toth from Ann Arbor, Michigan, we appreciate it. I think.
Hey, thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy. And next up, we have got Buddy West, Delaware. Hello, my friend. How are you doing up there?
I'm doing well, Becky. How are you?
I'm doing great. Buddy, we're going around the country today and asking very high-producing realtors and teams how they're doing in this market. You know, the national media would make us think that we're all shut down and have no production. How is it in Delaware?
Well, it's just starting to open up in Delaware, but the national numbers, I believe, are only off 7% from this time last year. It's just that realtors are very innovative in trying to figure out how they can do their business. There are a lot of realtors in our area, for instance, that are using this perhaps slowdown to touch base with many of the buyers and sellers and do a lot of lead generating, because when it opens up completely, we have an idea that the rates are going to be 3-something. Inventory is still going to be low, so it's going to be very robust.
Yeah. So good news from Delaware. Okay, Buddy, thank you so much, hope to see you at a conference sometime soon.
You certainly will.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, folks, we are going, when we get back, we're going to go to Destin, Florida. We're going to go to New Jersey. We're going to go to Kentucky and Tennessee and Alabama and Miami, Florida. And we're going to go to Texas and maybe some sites beyond there. We'll be right back after this break with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And I am here with
Mark Carr, Director of Operations and Buyer Agent.
Okay. Mark is helping me take a trip around the country to check in with real estate friends who actually the next one we're checking in with is Wes Madden. And Wes has three different Sotheby's offices in the panhandle of Florida. Good morning, Wes.
Good morning, Becky.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So you've got three Sotheby's offices, real estate offices in the Panhandle, right? You go from Fort Walton Beach to Destin, and then what's your third one?
Right. So we've got an office in Destin. We've got an office in on Scenic Highway 30A in Santa Rosa Beach. And then we've got another office out near Rosemary Beach and on the east side of our market. So we cover a market area from Fort Walton Beach all the way over to Panama City Beach.
Okay. Well, how is your market doing?
You know, our market, it's quite interesting. You know, we were one of the last markets to kind of lock down, and, you know, with the stay-at-home orders and the cancellation of short-term rentals. You know, our market is about 80% investment and second-home purchases. So our market is really driven by that vacation rental revenue. So when the governor put a shutdown on that with his executive order, that obviously slowed rental revenues down considerably. But ironically enough, we still have properties changing hands. We're really propped up today by a very strong first quarter. We came out of the gates for 2020 really strong with sales, and that's really kind of taken the edge off a little bit from the slowdown here.
Okay. So there's still activity, even though you've got a shutdown order. And you've gotten probably pretty creative with your showings.
We have had to get creative. You know, one of the things was we were already really training our agents to be good at using virtual showing means, you know, since 80% of our buyers are from another market. You know, we had to get good at being able to show properties virtually anyway. So that switch has been relatively easy. You know, we're still a drive-to destination, so people can still drive here, but flights, as you well know, have gotten really hard to come by to get into our market. So
I well know that because virtually. My flight was canceled. I was going last weekend.
Yeah, you know firsthand.
I do. But have your prices, have they stayed steady? Have they gone up, down? What's going on with your the last couple of months?
So we're a very segmented market, and you know, so we'll break down each market by, you know, like Destin is its own market. Then you have the Miramar, San Destin area, and then we break down the 30A corridor into two different markets, and then you have PCB. And as you look across all those markets, we actually have not lost value yet. We, you know, so the demand still remains. You know, we've been telling our agents, you know, the intrinsic value of our area is not at risk here with this COVID-19 response. It's not a hurricane, it's not a oil spill, it's not something that's really that's going to be a detriment to the actual natural resource that everyone wants to come here for, our beautiful white sandy beaches and emerald green water. So you know, in fact, in a lot of our conversations, we've got people that are, you know, they're tired of being quarantined in their basement in Chicago, and they're going, you know what, that's it. We're going to pull the trigger. We're going to buy that beach house. We're, you know, so we actually have a lot of buyer activity, a considerable amount. And I think that's what's really kept our market going here.
Well, that's awesome. I'm glad you've got a strong market, Wes, and thanks for letting us check in with you.
Thank you, Becky. Hope to see you soon.
Okay, I'm sure you will. I love the white sugary sands.
That's one of our favorite places, isn't it?
And I know. I take my team there for little getaways. So there we go. That's Wes Madden from the Panhandle of Florida. And now we're going to go over to Gene Shine. Gene, how are you doing today?
Oh, Becky, I'm doing great.
Okay, and you're from Harker Heights, Texas.
Yes, ma'am.
So how's your market doing?
Our market's really doing pretty well. I was surprised when all this started, but we have just tracked right along. We're tracking with last year without, any major drops. It is a little more challenging than it was, but we're doing well.
Well, awesome. So your prices, are they holding pretty steady?
Yes, so far everything's you know, holding. You know, our big concern right now is that there's a lot of people that want to move this summer, and they're just holding off because they don't know exactly when. And once that gate is opened, it's going to be a floodgate. And they really need to come in now and start working with us to start the preparation, so when we do need to turn the switch, we're not behind the door and we're ready to go.
My guess is, Jean, that your buyers are going to be so up on the market from having sitting in front of their computer, and they will know everything that's on the market. But, you know, we're having an unusual amount of listings come on the market every day for the last 3 days. It's been hundreds of listings each day that hits the market. And so we're holding our breath, hoping that that influx of inventory, which we desperately need, by the way, but we don't want that to drive the market down, because supply and demand always kind of has its way with the market. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely it does. You're right on about that. So, you know, taking this one step at a time, you know, we are already in multiple offers, especially in certain price ranges where we'll get 5 to 7 offers on one house. What in the world is going to happen next summer if we don't have enough inventory? So hopefully the buyers and sellers now, I do think they're well educated. I think they just need to start deciding on when to make that first step.
Well, I think you're right, and you're Harker Heights, Texas. And how big is your market?
Well, I cover like 9 towns.
Okay.
Our little town that we're in is only like 30,000, but the town next to us is 150. We are a military community. We have Fort Hood, Texas, which is a very large Army post. And we have a lot of medical facilities around here, a lot of hospitals and colleges. So, you know, once we cover those 9 towns and we're all within, you know, a very easy drive, 30 minutes this way, 30 minutes, 15 minutes apart, we're not far apart. We can cover the territory quite well.
Well, it's pretty country there where you are.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Well, Jean, thank you so much for checking in with us. And thank you, Jean. Next, we're going to David Eiglarsch from Miami, Florida. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Becky.
How are you doing?
I am doing fabulous. Thank you.
Well, you know a lot about my business, and I've learned a lot about yours. And are the prices holding steady? Because the national news would lead us to believe that we're going to have a real estate crash and recession. So I'm going around the country checking with very high-producing realtors and real estate team leaders to see, well, really, how is your market? So far, we've talked to Aaron Catron in Tulsa, Oklahoma, who has a great market. Kathy Toth in Ann Arbor, Michigan. And I'll tell you, Kathy, in Michigan, they've had a total shutdown. They're still listing homes. Mm-hmm. They're still selling homes. They've gotten very creative and done it virtually. We've talked to Buddy West in Delaware. Their market's good. Wes Madden up in from you. It's the Panhandle, the Destin, Fort Walton, you know, Panama City Beach, and Gene Shine in Harker Heights, Texas. So far, we're golden. Everyone has a great real estate market. So how is Miami?
Miami, of course, being a location destination, Miami, the market is okay in that we're still listing homes, but a lot of buyers are waiting for property prices to decline as a result of the market, and because of the national news that talks about this market crunch or deceleration. I don't foresee that happening in most markets. This COVID situation, pandemic, is going to be very short-lived. When it's over, whether it's in a few months or in 6 months, when it's over, we'll stabilize quickly.
David, this is Mark Carr. I'm on here with Becky, and David and I are really close. David is actually my real estate coach, and has been working alongside of just like in sharpening the saw for me, which has been great. And you know, one of the things we're seeing, David, is kind of like what you said. We don't really anticipate there being that crash. Now, nobody has a crystal ball. No one knows exactly what's going to happen in the days ahead, but we kind of all anticipated there would be a big wave of crash, and then the buyers going, wow, I want to wait until everything goes down to buy at the perfect time. But, you know, like you and I talk about, David, best time to plant a tree, yeah, 20 years ago and today. So what's the best time to buy? Today.
Now.
Yep.
Now.
Yeah.
What I'm seeing, and I did two market studies, one of the West Palm Beach or the Palm Beach market, and then the other one of the Fort Lauderdale market. And in the West Palm market, the amount of properties that sell has declined 65%, but the prices are holding steady. And in the Fort Lauderdale Western market, the amount of sales have declined 50%. And that's from the 90 days before the coronavirus began to once it began till now. So the prices are holding steady, but the amount of homes that have sold are declining. So with that being said, sellers are getting more and more antsy to move their home and are going to have to wait longer. So the time that the homes sit unsold on the market will last longer. So when you find a buyer who is relocating or has to downsize or perhaps had a death in the family or any of the other reasons, people divorce even, now would be the most outstanding time to jump on board and grab one of these homes.
Yeah, take advantage of the market instead of dread it.
Yeah.
So, well, David, thank you so much. That's Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and we've got more real estate updates when we return right after this break on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. You're listening to Becky Ivins, leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team and broker of Movers Real Estate, and
Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins team.
There you go. It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing to do the smallest repair for your entire roof. They're not going to leave out things like the ice and water shield in your valleys. They are going to put on the proper weight of felt under your shingles. They're going to replace rotten boards on your decking. So they know exactly what they're doing. Robbins Roofing, 728-3700. Call my friend Larry Robbins, 728-3700. Our word of the day today is
recession.
Yeah, we've heard a lot about that lately from the national media, haven't we?
It's all over the place. You can't avoid it.
Recession. Well, we're going to avoid it. Recession's a period of temporary economic decline.
I think the key on this is temporary.
Well, I don't think, the national media has us believe that it is, that real estate prices are on a decline.
Yeah.
They always ask these questions, and they kind of go to everybody, and our real estate hasn't declined.
Yeah, that's why I think a part of it is creating the own news, because you look at the data, and the data is not there,
right,
saying that prices have been steady. They've been even in, we've heard from different points where they've gone up.
Right. We are going around the country today talking to different realtors in different markets. And now we're going to check in with, how about Tennessee and part of Kentucky? Good morning, Valerie Hunter Campbell. How are you doing?
I am doing great, Becky. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing awesome. You're from Keller Williams in the Tennessee, Kentucky area, right?
Yes, we are. We are part of Fort Campbell, Kentucky. So if you come out the post and go to the left, you're in Kentucky. You go to the right, you're in Tennessee. So we're in a big military market also.
A lot of my friends tend to be in military markets, I will tell you. But that might be because two of my four children are active duty military officers.
Oh, wow.
Tell us how your market's doing. We've been talking to different parts of the country today Valerie, and we're talking about the fact that the media would lead us to believe that we should be in a real estate recession. And, you know, outside of Miami, Florida, where they're a little bit fearful of things kind of going down because they're a vacation market. Everyone has been very positive, and the market prices have not gone down, and activity continues. What's it like in your market?
Well, we're finding the same thing here. Once the coronavirus hit, it has not slowed down our market. Lucky we were considered essential. So prices, houses are still selling as fast as we can put them on the market. Inventory is low. I've been in Clarksville for about 15 years. This is the lowest I've seen the inventory. And if we put a house on the market, it usually has multiple offers on it within almost 24 to 48 hours. So the market has not slowed down at all. We don't expect it to slow down. And if the house, again, is just priced right and it looks good, which is what we do, then the house is going to sell, and it's going to sell quick. So, you know, I've heard about a recession also, but we're not seeing a recession here. And typically in military markets, we don't even follow what's happening nationally, because when the military says you got to move, you got to move. But we aren't even doing PCS moves. Those have been delayed. But people that are within the community are still moving and still buying houses. So our market is great, and we're not in a recession, and we don't expect there to be a recession this year. And the houses have gone up 10% just since the beginning of the year, because we track that every week.
10% price-wise?
Fantastic market. Yeah. They've gone up 10%. Clarksville's average sales price, which is a great buy, is about $213,000. So we're still a great buy, and a lot of times people will come from Nashville here because Nashville has become so expensive. So our market is doing fantastic. We are totally busy.
Hey, I tried to get one of my friends from Nashville on. Actually, three. I called three of my friends from Nashville that are realtors, and they were too busy to actually do a spot on the radio. They were too busy writing contracts and negotiating repairs, and their market is very strong in the Nashville area and continues to go up in value.
Yes. So for what, you know, they almost pay, you know, half here in Clarksville of what they pay for Nashville. We're about an hour outside of Nashville. So, again, we have people that are commuting from Clarksville to Nashville because they can get more for their money here. But I know Nashville's market's active, Clarksville's market's active. And as I talk to people across the country, then they're saying the same thing. They have a shortage of inventory, but the market is still very active.
For sure. Well, Valerie, thank you so much. In fact, we had dinner together in Nashville. It's been several years ago, right? Do you remember when we went to that steakhouse?
Yes, I do remember that. And we don't eat steak, but we had seafood, and it was awesome.
And the lobster was like covered the entire platter. That was our appetizer. I do remember that. But we meet up with each other at Masterminds and Conference pretty often. And that's the one thing I've really missed about this kind of shutdown, is that we've been unable to travel by air and get to some of these things where we learn so much.
Exactly. So that's why I was glad for you to call and then kind of hear that you're having the same type market we're here. Because you're right, you hear in the national news that we're in a recession and prices are dropping, and that's not what we're hearing at all. That's not what's happening in our market. Even our local papers cover where how active our market is. And again, we check it every Tuesday, and our hot price range is probably between that 150 and 250 price range. And even the 150 to 200, that's getting really hard to find anything in that price range in Clarksville.
Right. That's a very hard market here, too. So, Valerie, thanks again so much. And I really look forward to seeing you in person again. I'm pressing for a mastermind in Chicago because I want to go see a Cubs game. What do you think?
My husband would love to go see a Cubs game. So if they ever get Chicago open back up again, we may be there.
Yeah, I love Chicago too. So your part of the country is beautiful. So So I appreciate you calling in and checking in with us, and I will see you soon.
All right, sounds good. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Becky, as we were talking with Valerie there, I looked at our numbers, and we're up 11% from the beginning of the year and up 6.2% over the same time last year with median house price within the Oklahoma City market.
There you go. In our market, when we say Oklahoma City, we kind of mean Central Oklahoma.
Right, right.
Right. So, time for another break, but we're going to return. We're going to take you to Huntsville, Alabama, and we're going to take you to Tyler, Texas when we return. And we've got our smoking hot deals. So stay tuned for more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, broker of Movers Real Estate and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team, and I am here with my teammate,
Mark Carr.
Mark Carr, and we are taking a trip around the country checking in on our real estate market.
We are on the move.
We are Oklahoma Real Estate on the move. We sure are. We've been taking a thing around the country, right? Good morning, Ben Burks from Tyler, Texas. How are you, Ben?
Doing great.
Yeah, you are a member of the Burks team, and you're kind of second generation on that business because your mom and dad have been friends of mine for years, and we have shared clients back and forth and back and forth. It's amazing how many people move to and from Tyler, Texas, to Oklahoma City. It's kind of amazing to me. We've made many referrals to each other. Ben, how is your market in Tyler?
We held up very strong. And for 3 or 4 weeks where basically nobody wanted to put their house on the market. We were having, you know, where we normally list about 10 houses a week this time of the year, we were listing 2 to 3. And so there was a significant drop, but it was kind of interesting. Buyers did not slow down really at all, and so basically left no homes on the market. And starting the beginning of last week, we really had a ton of sellers calling ready to put their home on the market. And so the last 2 weeks, we went from nobody listing their home really to our photographer can barely keep up with all the photos we're having to run around and take. So and so those are all coming on the market this week, and we've sold 12 homes now in the last 48 hours, so things are really picking up.
Well, that ought to prop up prices. You got too many buyers and not enough listings, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we're seeing not as many showings, but a lot more multiple offers. We're seeing a lot more virtual showings. With 3D tours, we're seeing a lot more views and on those than we ever have.
That's awesome, man. Well, thanks for checking in with us. The Tyler, Texas market is alive and well, and prices are going up, right?
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
Okay. Thanks, Ben Burks from the Burks team. Tyler, Texas. Next, we're going to Amanda Howard, Huntsville, Alabama. How are you doing, Amanda?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing, Becky?
I'm doing great. We've known each other about 15 years, haven't we?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, we have.
Do you know, I'm doing well, and so is our market here in Oklahoma City. We were a little braver than some. We really did not have much of a slowdown in showings. Well, I would say that we were more purposeful with our showings. We only showed property where people were really interested in the purchase of the property. And we have kept up. We are up 6% over last year at this time. So how are you doing?
That's fantastic. Our market is doing about that same. People have been asking, what's the market like? And I said, it is a true supply and demand market. What we're looking at is our supply is down, so our demand is up. So right now in our marketplace, we're up by 10% over last year's first quarter, but we are down by 10% from last quarter, the fourth quarter of 2019. So it's a little bit of an interesting market time for us, But what is happening that is very unique with Huntsville is that our inventory is so low, it's pushing that demand for our pricing to go up. So we have risen in our pricing by 20% over last year's first quarter. So it's wow. And then, of course, we're dealing with this, COVID. I mean, what a unique time. So it's a unique marketplace for us right now.
Yeah, and you've got a fairly good-sized team, don't you?
I do. I have about 13 agents on my team. So to me, it feels like a good-sized team. And then we have about 15 agents in our brokerage firm outside of my team, and they all are doing quite well. That's what we were looking at numbers with my team specifically this past Monday, and all of them are really feeling down in the dumps. I think, you know, people are in general just feeling depressed and wondering, you know, what is going on? We have the future is a little unknown. Am I doing as well as I think I'm doing? I think I'm doing horrible because I'm stuck inside. And for us, and I know every marketplace is different, our area, we were considered essential business. So we were still able to do showings if people wanted to. But I was really strongly encouraging all of our agents to still utilize virtual showings as much as possible. And we have, you know, Matterport, 3D, augmented virtual tours that we, for the most part, and also because of our high density of engineers for our population, we have a lot of engineers. They like augmented reality.
Right. Well, yeah, so your market is up in prices quite a bit. So, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
And like, no people interaction? Cool with me.
Yeah. We've really made a fast trip around the U.S. And thank you, Amanda, so much. Amanda Howard from Sotheby's in Huntsville, Alabama. Are their markets up 20% in prices? So, you guys, tune in next week. We've got a lot more show for you next week. And I appreciate all my realtor friends from around the country for checking in. That's really not all my friends, but
you have a lot of friends.
As many of them as we could fit into one show.
What a great thing to hear from all of them, right?
Yes, it's great. And they're wonderful and very high-producing realtors. So we'll see you next week, 8 o'clock. Tune in right here with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK.